Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Codex.
Howdy.
And in reverse order, their names are Travis Lang, Chris Holleran, and Athena Richards.
There you go.
And I fucking got it right. Let's go.
It's only been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks, gal. We're doing our... No, three?
Two.
Yes. All right. So, Art, you want to get started off with your question of the day? Because, Natalie, don't forget, you are next week.
So, my question of the day is, what is your favorite footwear?
So, what is your favorite footwear?
My favorite footwear is rock climbing shoes with the toes.
Yeah. Like you see a Ninja Warrior and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, because they just work.
Mm-hmm. So.
And does he like to rock climb?
Well, I figured where he grew up, yeah.
Are you proficient in athletics?
Yes.
You are? Okay, that totally tracks.
Actually, hang on. Let me double check that since I changed over.
You got 800 proficiencies now, so. Going from sorcerer to bard, the proficiency up is serious. You changed race too, right?
No.
Still health for the skills.
And the four stat
and the boost. Extra ASI. That's what does it for me.
All right, where am I?
It's on the back.
Oh, there it is.
I could see. I was like, "What is he doing?"
No, I am no longer proficient.
You were?
I was proficient as a sorcerer.
So you're half proficient, though.
Yes.
You're a bard.
Yes.
Okay. So you're not the best rock climber, but you enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got constitution for days, so you've got endurance.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Natalie, you want to go next?
No.
Rob, you next?
Well, I would have to go with hiking boots.
Okay.
With his background in scouting.
I'm going to ask you a question. Is he one of those weirdos who wears boots everywhere?
No.
As Art nods curiously, he is. I don't think so. I think like in the city, is he like a Converse, like sleek shoes kind of guy? Yep.
But anytime he's outside the city, boots on the ground.
That just makes sense. That's logical right there. Unless you're on the beach or something.
Yeah.
Then it's sandals. Barefoot. Birkenstocks.
Barefoot on the beach.
Fair. All right. Yeah, because there's much less pollution and, you know, litter and shit, because there's supers whose powers are dedicated to fixing that.
Plus, I think I have prestidigitation. Yes, I do.
All right. Now you do. You didn't before.
Okay.
On Earth?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, E-Earth, no magic. Natalie, what is Mirage's answer? I got her as a Converse kid in my head.
Yeah, that's what I was also thinking. Or whatever shoes would be good for, like, climbing a tree.
So not Converse.
No, I mean, I've seen lanky kids.
So have I.
Wearing Converse that climb a tree.
Because they're lanky and they jump.
Yeah.
But a Converse kid or something, so like, yeah. Like skate shoes kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I definitely saw Chris liking the hiking boots more and Athena being more sandals. That's what I foresaw.
I really thought Chris would want zero shoes, like the thin thing.
I need to look at what they are.
Zero shoes?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because zero.
The super thin shoes that...
It's like they are the minimalist shoe.
It's like running barefoot.
Barefoot shoe. They are originally $120, but right now, apparently, they're 50% off.
Anyway, and bonus answer for me, anything that is easy to get off my feet because I'm a barefoot person.
No shoes.
So no shoes. No socks. Or like sandals that are comfortable. The more cushion, the better if I'm wearing a shoe. I've got New Balance sandals. Then sandals I need to replace, and I'm sad. Anyway, rolling into it. Who wants to do the recap from last time?
We went to the zoo on break, and then we.
That was the end. That was near the end of break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Which break was it?
Winter. I'm sorry. It was like the last, I want to say it was like the Friday of break. So you have Saturday, Sunday left. Oh no, cause it's 2 weeks. Cause that was the end of the first week and your parents were all there too.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that would be, this is the second week of break, but you're going to, but something's going to happen. So I'm going to explain. But yeah, so they went to the zoo and they dealt with a corrupt zoo administrator.
Well, that's the name of Masters.
Correct. Who was related to
Diamondback.
His aunt.
Probably.
Cousin? Aunt?
Something. I'll have to pull up the notes.
Maternal link. No, paternal. But it's a paternal link. Either his father's sister or his father's niece. Anyway.
Cowl.
And she was a former cowl. But she got off because of her connection to Diamondback, which is was there was kind of a conflict of interest there, and he was not very happy with her. And you guys saw how, I mean, when he comes in later, you get to see how powerful he is. He just kind of bulldozes through her when she tries to attack him. Like a
Karen 20. Masters is his aunt.
Oh, that's right. It was an aunt. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, it's, you know, that kind of winds down and you can enjoy the rest of the zoo. And you guys saw that everyone got put in their proper pens. They got a grant for a big old, you know, mysteriously more money showed up to build something for the other animals and it was all good. And it's coming into the second week of break. You know, so that's like you guys are going to do New Year's. You do New Year's with your families. So New Year's comes and goes and it's good. It's with your families and, it comes to like the last two or three days, like last 3 days of break. And so it's like the 5th or 6th of January. And you all are going to get a ping from Veronica and it says, you guys are all being offered a chance to visit Mount Everest. It'll be a joint operation with, Jinja and the Outback.
Quick question. Should it be Jen because we're not in the...
No, you guys still have access to Veronica. No, you're right. Correct. You're right. It is Jen. It is... Yeah, Jen says, hey, you're being offered an opportunity for this. It's just your team. It's going to be the three teams... the three teams who are slated to take part in the Clash next year. Would you like to attend? And you have until like the end of the day to make a decision.
Mount Everest? It's been a while since I've been there.
You've never been there. No fucking way.
Look at that.
Do you know how much it costs to go to Mount Everest and climb it? Safely.
Fine.
No way. Unless you were secretly uber wealthy and didn't tell me.
Not uber wealthy, but I was wealthy until both my sister and parent.
Yeah, but you don't climb Everest until you're 15, 16 anyway. It's too dangerous. So no, you haven't been to Everest.
Okay. Wanted to then.
Yeah, that's it could be a bucket list kind of thing. Like, I want to climb Everest.
Because remember in one of the previous episodes, he was pretty familiar with the Appalachian Mountains.
Correct.
And so he probably does have a thing for mountains. Speaking of that, I got to write down my question of the day thing.
All right. So, do you guys agree to do it? You want to talk it out with your parents? And if so, which parents?
The average price to climb Everest in 2022 was $54,972, with the median price of $46,995. I mean, if you were saving up and you really wanted to go to Mount Everest, I could see him going and doing that. Oops.
That's per person.
It's not per person.
Yes, it is.
Getting to Nepal ain't that expensive.
No, but getting up the mountain.
But getting up to it is.
Getting up safe because you got to hire guides.
Oh, and then you need to have oxygen. And uh-huh. All right, fine.
It's an expensive thing. I did some research on it for a book.
2017 was $45,000.
Like I said, they're offering you a free trip to Everest.
Just for our teams?
Just for your team. Just for your team. Your dad's going to be jealous as shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we go. I always wanted to be there. It's one of the items on my bucket list, apparently.
If you climb mountains, Everest is a bucket list thing. It just is. It's like Kilimanjaro, Fuji, Everest. K2.
Mount Everest is like the one that's like,
it's the highest in the world.
It's the highest in the world. So that's like the hardest one.
It's also the coldest.
And the coldest.
And it just keeps getting bigger.
And the deadliest. Sorry.
It is the deadliest. No, actually, it might be K2. Do for other reasons.
K2.
Whatever.
It's a mountain in Asia. I never heard of it.
I don't remember why I remember that, but I remember K2 being like the next on the list of mountains that people are like, you have to do it.
Okay. K2 at 8,600 meters above sea level is the second highest mountain on Earth after Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Which is only 200 meters above that.
Yeah. You do K2, then you do Everest.
Okie dokie.
All right. So, no one's talked to a parent or something. You're just going to like say, hey, we're going to do this. And they're pretty much going to be fine.
You know what?
Travis, your dad is incredibly jealous.
And I'll take plenty of photos. Don't worry.
Yeah. He said, I want you to
bring you some rocks.
I'm gonna take a picture of a white piece of paper. So here, just forward this on to your dad.
He's like, not funny. I'm so jealous. Hey, can you like bring a drone with so I can like live stream it for me or so I can see it?
Do I have any drones?
You could get like a DJI drone from like Best Buy or something like that and tech it up yourself.
Okay, I'd do that.
Your dad will pay for it. He's just, he's like, it'd be cool to have a video of it. All right. So, Art, you going to talk to your dad at all, your parents at all? Or just tell him you're going to do it?
I'll let dad know I'm going.
He's like, come back safe.
Whatever.
There's not many plants up there, so.
Yeah, I know.
Mostly snow.
That's why I'm going, but, you know, it's not where I'd rather be.
And who was it? Who's really knowledgeable? Oh, Bruce, your friend, pipes up and says, hey, I was doing some research on that. I think they said they found, like, fossilized plants up there because of the cold. Might be interesting. Maybe you can talk to one of those. Probably not, but maybe.
Yeah, but if you ever see any Yetis, run.
Wait, Yetis? Yetis are real? Well, I guess monsters are real. Okay, well, Yetis are real. Got it. See Yetis, run. Not friendly?
Cannibalistic.
Yep.
Only eat living humanoids.
We did meet a Yeti, didn't we?
Yes, we fought.
Yetis busted ass.
Yes, they did.
I did double check. I do have resistance to cold currently.
I did not hit you with an abominable.
I have a weakness to cold, Paul.
She has a vulnerability to cold. But I have not pointed them in cold things on purpose. That's just kind of where the story went. Okay, Natalie. Does Mirage or Athena ever talk to her?
They did, so why don't I?
I was asking.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you sure? I mean, you've never like, climbed anything.
I mean, why not?
So it's like the... You didn't even like camp.
Listen. I feel like if we don't do this, then we're not going to be able to do the thing next year. So I got to make some sacrifices. I'll be fine.
Okay, do you want me to get you a new parka?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a little bit too cold for a parka. I think I need something more than a parka.
Hold on. And your Nighthawk, the smart one, is rapidly plexing it.
Hang on, Paul. She's in a tactical suit, correct?
Correct.
Our tactical suits for finding Antarctica.
Correct. Yeah, and which is what Jem will say when he tries to buy it. He says, sir, your daughter's wearing a tactical suit that is capable of surviving Antarctica. It can handle
Mount Everest.
However, her hands and feet might get cold, so nice gloves would go well. And he says,
and a hat.
He says, it's very weird to have thank you. Oh, no, he's a cape. Thank you, Jen. I appreciate that. All right, he says, I found them rated. They're rated with six flame symbols on a scale of 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Six flames in a scale of 1 to 5.
Yes, they're rated for. Apparently, they're rated for K2. I hope that would be enough. And you get them, and they are like, the fingers are an inch and a half thick.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I'm the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Wah, 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 wah.
The hands are definitely. Yeah.
Hey, you like try and pinch things and you're like, I can't do zippers with this. This is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And then you see that they have a thing like you can pull off so you can do manual dexterity things with an extra inner layer, which is not as good, but.
Right.
Anyway, so you guys agree, I'm assuming? Yep.
I make sure to actually get actual mountain climbing gear.
You're told that will be, it's all provided.
I'm told that will be provided, whether or not it actually will happen. I still get several of my own items just in case.
Reasonable.
Paul, I want to be such a dick right now.
Okay, I'm listening. Be prepared.
To you specifically. I want to buy 5,000 feet of rope.
You can't lift it.
Do you remember that one time?
Yes. You had a bag of holding. You just threw it in. You had like a bottomless bag of holding. You just threw it in.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to buy like a 1,000 feet of like climbing rope, that you could carry pretty easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, you give it to me to carry because I'm the one with 18 strength.
Oh. No, climbing rope's not that heavy.
I don't know how I feel about that. Regular rope is stronger than, well,
a couple hundred feet of climbing rope's only like 5-6 pounds at most. It's super strong nylon shit now. But anyway, so yeah, you guys are you're told that everything will be provided. Is there anything you're in particular going to buy for yourselves? Or think like two things you're going to buy each. Natalie, you said lots of rope.
I was joking.
That's a valid thing to purchase.
I was thinking, well, probably climbing rope. And then is there anything that I can buy from the store that's like anti-cold?
No.
So I don't, I feel like I'm going to perish in this.
No, there's not.
You probably should. Something. I don't know.
It's your taint or it's your downside that you cannot bypass that.
Damn it.
That's an upgrade from last season.
For Paul's.
Mm-hmm. If you have a second power set, you get one. One, assuming your normal side balances it out. And if you've got a double, you get one because it's two power sets in one. Art, you going to buy anything in particular?
Yes. I'm going to buy freeze-dried ice cream.
Okay.
Not like they used to send up in the shuttle.
Yeah, I'm aware. I've eaten it.
Yeah. For the sweet tooth.
I understand. It's easy to eat.
Isn't that for space?
Yeah, if it's good enough for space, it's good enough for the mountain.
All right, well, I'm just asking a question.
Anything else?
It's nice and light, too.
That's true.
Anything else? It's like pick two things. It's not. It probably won't come up, but it's a matter of what are the two things he thinks are the most important? And I love the fact that one is freeze-dried ice cream. That fits this character to a T.
I'm actually also going to get like one of those little greenhouses that you put over the plants. The little ones for starter plants.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So that you can keep it warm and
what are you going to do with that?
I have no idea yet.
Okay. All right. I love it. Rob, what are the two things you're buying?
Oh, well, I've already mentioned just the climbing gear itself.
That's fine. It adds onto her rope. Yeah.
Yep.
Repelling gear. I gotcha.
Yep. Repelling gear, climbing gear, the spikes for the boots.
It's all part of climbing, yeah.
But that's technically part of my nanotech suit. I could just create the spike to get extra grip. But I do have fire spells, but I would like to have like a everlog, something that I can light on fire that will burn for a while.
Everflame, something like that? Like the powder that burns for fucking ever?
Yeah. Just to keep us warm on the thing if we need it.
Solid, solid choice. All right.
And then extra rations in case we get stuck up there.
Okay, so, not just ice cream. Got it.
Actual rations for the trip.
All right. Makes sense. It all arrives. It's, Cape Delivery.
And, of course, the drone.
Technically qualify now. Kind of. Sort of. It arrives like 20 minutes from, you're like, this is the fastest delivery I've ever had. Then again, it's coming from Riverside City to Riverside City, so it's just like a guy on a bike.
We're in San Diego.
Oh, okay, then it's an hour. Sorry.
Because we're visiting the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you guys are going to be, the transport pod drops down, outside of, or actually on the roof of Athena's building. Mm-hmm. And you guys have said, like they say in the morning, like, wait, what time is it? In Nepal versus there. Let's say like 8 o'clock at night. Because then it zaps you across the, and it's like 6 in the morning. Time zone wise, I'm not that far off. So yeah, they say, you know, 8 o'clock at night, that it'll drop up there. You can have dinner with your parents and families and then get ready to go.
So question for you, Paul. Are we trying to aim there for daytime or nighttime?
You're aiming for the morning.
With our current time, it is 11 hours behind ahead of us.
So 8 o'clock, I nailed that shit. Mm-hmm. At 7 in the morning, 8 o'clock to seven. Yep. Yeah. So you guys are, you know, you get in the teleportation pod, you wait a second, then you hear, you kind of feel a shift. Mm-hmm. And you look outside and it is gorgeous.
In Nepal?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, there's some snow, but it's not crazy. In the foothills, at least. And there are two more teleportation pods. You see, walking out of them are two trios. I'm sorry, quartets. You see, one of them is, they're pretty obvious. The one is from Jinja, one's from the Outback. Mm-hmm. And it's made obvious because there's a guy walking with a big ass boomerang on his back.
There it is.
And you see, he's got like, what look like grenades on his hips and spears and knives. And then there's another, and he's in a full body suit. So there's not really any much. He's about 6 foot tall. Then there's another person who is just kind of, or I'm sorry, not a person. There's a person walking. There's a polar bear walking out who waves at you guys and then continues walking.
Murphy.
And then, oh, Murphy's not happy, by the way.
Yeah. Why? Well, yeah, because he's
a fucking mountain. And he points up with his paw. Mountain.
But you like climbing shit.
Short shit.
You're going to be in the bag most of the time.
Murphy, think about it this way.
I need a double dose of catnip ASAP.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. And then the last one is a woman with darker skin, and she doesn't have on any kind of cape suit, mm-hmm. but she is just like walking in, what you would not recognize, what you might recognize as Aboriginal, Australian garb, mm-hmm. like very earthy tones. Right. And she doesn't look, the cold's affecting her at all.
Nice.
That's from the Outback. And for Jinja, there is a tall blonde man with a big ass, like Buster sword sized sword on his back, and spiky white, spiky blonde hair. And
sounds like Cloud Strife.
I was going for Trunks, actually.
Big ass Buster sword.
Yeah, but I wanted it to be a bigger sword, though. But yeah, it does sound like Cloud. It is. But I was going for Trunks. He has energy blasts. Then there's another woman walking out in like the garb of a Miko or a shrine maiden. You know, she's got long black hair tied up. And then there's a guy walking out who you think it would have been Codex in another life. He's got a black and green suit, like a code. It looks like code with ones and zeros. And then he's got a helmet on with like four screens flipped down in front of one eye. And two antenna coming off the top of it. That look like they're redirection. I'm directional. Yes. And you guys are led out to meet, and there's a probably 7 foot tall, what's the best way to describe it? Mountain man there, with, and he's got a backpack on that's 6 foot tall, about 4 foot across. And he says, "My young friends, it's lovely to meet you. I see that you left your mentors at home," and you look in. Bridget's nowhere to be seen.
Well, we don't see her.
But we don't.
Correct.
She could be here.
And just you get a text message with a winky face, Codex. And he says, this is a reward for your hard work so far and a test of your mettle. Mm-hmm. He points behind him, and there are 9 backpacks, each with their names on them. Please grab your backpack and check it for anything you think might be missing.
Do you want an investigation roll?
Correct. I want Boy Scout knowledge. Everyone else, I'd like either nature or investigation, whichever is better.
So I got 8 plus 8 for 16 total.
Is that your current character sheet? I thought it was below. I thought you actually finished writing it out.
I did. I still have other notes on this one.
I got it. Okay.
So I'm bouncing between them until I
convert fully.
Yep.
As the sound of the dice fill the table. And this brings you so much dopamine.
So do I have this advantage?
What? No? Okay. You get to roll Boy Scout knowledge, which is just better than the other checks. Your dice still hate you, though.
Yeah.
Would you like to guidance total. Yourself? It's a reaction, so you can only do it on one of your things. That's fine.
So it's 19 total.
All right, Art.
16 plus 9 with nature for 25.
That's a good roll.
I rolled for investigation. 8 plus 8 for 16.
All right, order.
21. This sheet is longer up to date.
That's digestive.
I know. But it had the other notes.
All right. So, in order, we'll go from best to worst to best information. Natalie, you're going to find that you have no canteen. No water supply.
I was going to say.
At all.
Oh, yeah.
Art, you're going to find that you're
25 versus
specific knowledge. Art, you're going to find that you are missing just the cleats for your boots.
Okay.
Everything else is there. And you're going to find that everyone's missing something different, pretty much. Very specifically, you're missing your map. Oh. And you're missing anything that would be used for navigation. No GPS, no instructions for finding road markers, anything. No telling you what path is safe. And also, you're missing specifically a fire starter of any kind.
Unless it's an anti-magic field, I'm still good. I am a fire starter.
Yeah. No, I was just... It was something that they wouldn't think to look for. Mm-hmm. The map. That was the big one. No one else has a map either. And you're told only one person per group will have a map, and no one has it in your team. So, the Outback people immediately all figure out exactly what they need. They're like, we're missing water, GPS. They're missing the rappelling gear. They're missing their climbing gear, and they're survivalists. That's the shit they do. And you notice the polar bear does put the backpack on? And it looks like it's adapted for that.
Is he just like a naked polar bear? Is he wearing clothes? Is he just a polar bear?
He's just a polar bear. You do see him shift to his human form.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a tall, good-looking Australian boy.
Okay.
With dark skin.
Oh, he can just change into whatever he needs to be. Okay.
And a polar bear does cold really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Almost like they live there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you guys ask for the things you're missing, and you get a smile, and he says, you only missed one thing. Good job.
I call out what we're missing.
After you go through everyone else's bag, Natalie, you are also missing your sunshades.
Oh.
Because the sun up there is blinding.
Really, yeah.
You're missing your sunshades. You would never think, no one would think that to have that shit.
Right.
But it's on the list. And you guys get the stuff you need. It's all good. And he looks at you and he says, so, here's the deal. It's a race. Hope you can catch me. Because I'm the only way down. And he just hauls ass.
What the heck?
So catch him as in grab him or just beat him to the top?
And you hear Jen in your heads and says, this is a test. Every member, every team slated for the clash is being tested in some way. Your teams were selected to be tested together. You have Mountain Man, which is officially his name now, will leave the summit 12 hours after he arrives there.
Okay.
And then he's the only way down.
Don't we have glide suits?
Yeah, we do.
They don't last indefinitely. And going from that height?
Also, I don't know about pressure wise. Isn't that like also a thing? Like,
also, the air is so thin, you would just fall.
Yeah.
So.
I did think about that, by the way. All right, y'all.
Like, son of a bitch, they were just going to use their gliders.
No, I knew that that would be a thing. Yes, you will have enough time to walk back down the mountain. Maybe. But it's more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Outback kids or teens all just grab their shit and haul ass. The Rango actually ends up jumping on the back of the polar bear, who gets a little bit bigger, and then the other one jumps on, and then they just start going at bear speed. Bears are really fast, by the way. They run like horse speed or faster. And he's just loping, you know, ahead of the Mountain Man.
How many people can Murphy hold on to?
One.
Damn it. Okay.
Just gonna start heading up.
Yep.
Yep.
And Mountain, you got a message from Jen that says Mountain Man traditionally makes this trip in a week. Here. If he's going at a slow pace, if he's fast, it's 5 days.
By the way, I hand you my pair of cleats. So that you can actually climb it, because...
No, he requested it.
I got my replacement.
Okay, so we did get all these
supplies. Yeah, yes. As long as you found it, you got it back.
Okay.
It's the fact that the Japanese kids are looking like, shit, we...
We're missing...
Oh.
Yeah.
And then one of the girls says, don't worry, the spirits provide. She's a Miko. She does shit with commies and stuff like that. But yeah, so they're running. Like, they'll keep up. Are you guys gonna?
I can boost our speed. Do you guys want long shredder now? I get back on short rest if I hit all three of us.
How?
Sure.
Yeah. Don't I jump faster? It'd be two
for a second level spell.
Third level spells.
You're right. You would get all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be good.
And since it's back on short rest, I can still either keep up counterspell or fireball.
I'm going...
Fireball on Mountain sounds bad. For anyone below.
Avalanche. Natalie, what were you saying?
Okay, I have 35 speed.
That part's not going to be super relevant. The long shot is helping you guys lope ahead. You can't keep up with the bear. Yeah, but you,
still plus 10 speed.
But you definitely are blasting past the Japanese kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
the Jinja students.
It does last for an hour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And technically I'm technically hovering 5 inches.
So you're not worried about footing at all.
Correct, because I have a fly speed now, equal to my walk speed.
Having the guy who could fly as the guy who's really strong to lug your happy asses up cliffs. You're like, this is not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you guys are going to.
But I'm trying to make it not look like I'm flying. So I'm.
You see the one Japanese kid's flying. He's fucking horizontal.
Yeah, but I don't want to let everyone, all the other opponents know.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. Roll me a deception check.
Can I get some encouragement?
With dexterity. As the stat.
Do I have something for helping that?
No, he's looking at me.
I don't think I have
any. You know what? This seems like something I should guidance myself for. It's only a plus two to whatever I roll.
It's a 19 on the die.
Plus a 4.
Holy shit.
25 total.
Yeah, no one thinks you're flying. You're being very stealthy.
Even my
with
party
it.
Doesn't know. Because no, I'm not actually.
You're not leaving footprints.
10. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, you guys are going to haul up the mountain. And it is now skill challenge time. Everyone goes, fuck the skill challenge.
I'm going to use my skill to help.
Why do you keep doing that? That was so no one knows what you're doing.
I meant the long shredder.
That was to get to the mountain. So you guys are going to get to the mountain. You guys are in the foothills right now. That you guys, I'm not even going to make any rolls to get to the until you get about a couple hundred feet up. So you make your way up to the mountain. You're climbing, and it's a path. Like, it's not a big deal. Though you do see, like, the Outback kids are skipping levels. They're throwing grappling hooks up and hauling themselves up to the next level faster.
Yeah.
Which is not advised, as anyone who knows who climbs much. But if you're if speed is of the essence, you do see Mountman is literally bounding up these levels. So it might could be a good idea, but it's probably more dangerous. But here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna fix how I did skill turns a little bit wrong last time. So what happens is I'm going to establish a situation. Mm-hmm. You're gonna roll initiative, and then whoever order it is, that's who is gonna take or either roll initiative or you can pick. But once someone's gone in the same order, turn order, you can't do it again. Okay?
One more time.
Okay. I'm going to give you a situation.
Yes.
And then you guys can go in whatever order you want. And let's say I say, you know, there's a mountain lion. Obviously, it doesn't work here. But Natalie could say, I'm going to use my illusions to distract the mountain lion while we escape. Roll an illusion power check. Roll. If she does well, you guys escape past it. You move on. Then I'm going to say, okay, here's another thing. Let's say it's baby avalanche. Natalie cannot help. It is one of the other two. You say, I'm going to firebolt, or I'm going to blast it and try and, you know, set it off or shatter whatever. If you use a leveled spell, you get advantage on the roll, to be clear. And then you can bypass, you know, you can roll to see if you beat that. If you do, the next thing comes. It is definitely on Chris or Art.
Gotcha.
To solve it. It makes them a little bit more fun, a little bit more strategy. So you're not like, oh, I'm really good at that. I'll just do it. Well, what if it's something that they're almost as good as I am, but it could be something different. Are we on the same page now?
Yes.
Does this make more sense than the last kind of when we were doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you guys are moving up and you are faced with the fact that you are getting left behind by the Outback kids. And the path is long and winding, but you see an obvious way forward. Who'd like to go first? I'm keeping it easy for the beginning.
I could easily bypass this all by flying us up the several levels because I have enough strength.
Yeah.
Not necessarily using a skill, but just the
It'd be athletics.
I do have athletics at +7.
I'm just that's what it would be. And by the way, I'm only going to let you use your guidance on one of your things per round.
Okay.
Not thought any one of them, but mm-hmm. Just letting you know.
That would bypass this whole part unless somebody else has another idea. It gets us farther ahead.
Mm-hmm. Not really, no.
No, that's good. I'm good with that.
All right, roll your athletics and tell me what you roll.
That's a 5 on the die. This is a bad start. I want to use my inspiration, my last one.
Or your guidance?
I'm not burning my guidance just yet.
Inspiration worth more than guidance. It just is.
But having a 12 total doesn't sound like it's going to be enough.
No, I'm saying, you're saying so you don't roll a 3.
Yeah.
That's fine if you want to do that.
You guys good?
Yeah.
Last inspiration.
There's going to be 3 events per day. 2 successes means you keep up. 3 successes means you gain place. And 1 success means you lose a place. 2 successes, you lose 2 places.
There you go. That's a 15 on the die, so 22 total.
There you go.
You pass.
Pencil.
I have not told you the DC yet, but you do correct. Pass.
And I still can give guidance. Mm-hmm. So in case somebody's close. Even though we don't know what it is.
I'll tell you, it is less than 20. It is more than 10. More than 12. More than 13.
Okay. So I would have failed for sure.
Okay.
So you have 1 good. Got it. All right. The next thing you guys are going to run into is that the path you're moving along is for some reason there's like 3 paths and you're not sure which way to go. And the map you have, it basically says all 3 of them are valid, but you've got to pick which one to go down.
Do you have an idea? I have an idea for this one, but I don't want to leave you stuck with the last one.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Read it one more time.
There are three paths available. The map says all three are valid. However, you have to pick which one is the best. Because there's one that is safe and slow, one that is fast and dangerous, but they're not labeled.
Okay.
And the other one that is normal. Based on which one you end up with, I'll have you roll something else or not.
I don't think I have anything for that.
Besides, I have an idea for you.
Besides, like,
Rob, you have an idea?
Finding an animal and asking.
That could be an idea.
That's another idea.
That works.
That's actually a solid idea. Or the one I had was using illusions to make the people behind you go the wrong way. That's just me being an asshole, though.
My idea was to have Murphy go down one way, her flying pet go down another way, and then her go down the third way.
Because they can teleport to each other. But you guys can't.
Right. But it's her challenge, not us.
You're with her.
With her, me.
And I can't teleport.
Not that far.
And teleport other people.
Not that far.
Vortex warp.
90 feet. You can't teleport yourself with vortex warp.
I also fly, so I can just catch up.
Fair. All right. But now, what are you going to do? Or are you going to let Chris go?
Are you okay with the last one?
I'll be okay with the last one.
Okay. I want to ask an animal to tell me which path is the best.
Which path is which?
So roll me an animal handling or persuasion.
Whale.
Probably better.
Persuasion is 4 and animal handling is 9. I want to go with 9.
She's in the last campaign. Sorry.
I know. 12 plus 9 is
21.
A number.
21. Yeah, 21. There's a snow hare.
Mm-hmm.
That's like it freaks out, but you calm it down. And it says, that left path is very, very, very fast, lots of hills. The right path is very, very long, and the middle path is I live there.
You live in the middle path?
I live down there in a burrow. So, would you like, now you know the answers. Would you like to go fast and dangerous? Which means I'll have you do something else. Okay. But you could probably gain time.
All right.
Or maybe count as an extra success.
Yeah.
But there'd be a check involved.
All right.
Or a save for all of you. Or do you want to just go with the easy middle path you know is count as regular success?
What do you guys think?
I don't see the disadvantage of taking the fast and hard.
Yeah.
Because it either gives us a head or puts us equal.
Yeah.
Unless you fail and die.
Yeah.
Natalie, which path? Left, right, or center?
I think we're going to go with the dangerous one.
All right. I'm going to need dexterity saves from the lot of you.
I'm in danger.
Correct.
Almost so I get advantage for flying.
I'm going to give you advantage because you can fly. Because you're kind of bypassing the ground shit.
Oh, yes.
But what happens is it's very... It's not as well traveled because it's worn out, and it's a lot of slipping and sliding, and you almost, if you roll poorly, you're going to fall off the side of the hill. The side of the.
I'm good.
All right. What are...
Remember, no, Vortex Warp is not a reaction.
Correct. Featherfall is.
Oh, no.
I no longer have the Ring of Featherfall.
Who'd you give it to?
Because I
who did you give it? Who did you give it to?
That was never discussed.
I thought we discussed it off camera.
I thought so too.
Oh, did we?
I thought it was you because she has someone to catch her.
I think it. Yeah, if it was me, I don't remember. But then again, there's a lot of things I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How did you do, Chris?
I'm going to use my only.
I can still guidance you. Can you guidance?
Not a saving throw. That's resistance.
Okay.
I don't think guidance would help.
A 1?
A 3.
Oh, okay.
You're proficient.
Yeah, that puts me to 10.
Yeah, anyone to get it.
Yes, I'm using my only.
Do your dice hate you still? No.
No. That'll work. I got an 11 plus 7 for an 18.
Perfect, Natalie.
17 plus 8.
You're good.
Is that the number? Thank you.
You guys.
I was gonna guess 24.
The DC was 16. So, You guys are going to leapfrog two places.
Also, can I illusion while we're leaving?
No.
Of us going down the... Okay.
Because it was your option. You didn't take it.
Okay.
Actually, as a flavor thing to leave it behind?
Yeah.
Sure. You said of you falling down the hill?
No, of... Oh. Yeah.
No, I thought you said, what are you trying to do?
What are you making your illusion of? Do you want to make it like the paths aren't existing, or do you want to give them the difficult trail? Or the slow trail only?
I was going to say, or the slow trail.
What are you doing?
I say the slow trail.
I want to let you do another thing.
Or I would be fine with an illusion of me head first into snow and you guys trying to pull me out.
A distraction.
I'll allow that one.
I like that one.
You can roll me an illusion at disadvantage.
A disadvantage?
It's an extra thing.
Okay.
You're doing something for free that doesn't hurt us.
So 14 plus 8.
At disadvantage?
Yes. 17 and a 14.
Motherfucker.
22? Yeah. No. Yeah. It's a really convincing illusion of them actively trying to yank you out of the snow and they're not succeeding. Others are not going to do as well with that. Okay. So you guys have skipped ahead. And the last one is you're looking for the final place to rest. There are a number of camps that have been established, but that you notice there's no fire coming. There's no smoke trails coming from any of them. So it looks like none of them have been activated. You'll need to figure out which one to go to and to stay the night. Effectively, you've done like two or three days of normal human travel, at least. So you've bypassed the regular base camp already. Art?
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and use survival.
That's a good chance. That's a good check. Is that an expertise one for you too? Or no? Just regular?
Yes.
I had a feeling.
It was either that or nature, but I figured survival is a better...
That's a significantly better one in this case. Because by the DC does shift based on what you say you're doing.
And I'm getting guidance.
Mm-hmm. He's like, there's no downside.
At a 3.
He's like, thank you.
So that would be 8, 16.
That is the DC. With your guidance pulling his ass out the fire. You guys managed
to... My guidance was bringing my fire.
You managed to find one of the huts that was kind of established. They're like reinforced like FEMA huts kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They're round and they're built for like 4 people to sleep in. And you find one that it's warm to the touch. And you open inside and there's a roaring fire inside. And there's like as soon as you open the door, this thing on top pops open and lets the smoke cloud out. And you find yourself a warm place to sleep that night.
Okay.
All right.
Murphy's pissed.
Why?
It is so cold. And now it is so hot.
Oh,
pick one. My fur, it doesn't do cold. It doesn't do thermal change well. And he's just shedding. Your backpack is
covered.
The globe on top of your backpack is just a fur ball.
Yes.
He's like, dump the extra fur in the fire. Deal with that smell.
No, what the? No.
Get rid of it.
No.
Or I will.
I will return that book on King Ramses to the library.
You wouldn't.
I would. Don't you dare put any fur into that fire.
Fine. My fur's too good for the fire anyway.
Wouldn't prestidigitation remove the bad smell from it?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't tell him that.
That's what I was clarifying. So if it does happen,
you can also clean up his shit.
Like, yeah. Also, you could just clean out the backpack.
Which he's. Well, you realize that's what you're doing to get it out of there because there's no way he's getting out into the snow to do that.
No.
It's fucking cold, man. Anyway, so you guys work your way through that, and the night passes by without any big issues, and you've got 2 more days. The next day, it's getting harder, and the pit trails are getting steeper, and you come up to a sheet of just sheer ice. Who wants to pick the I just thought of something any one of you three could do. And there's still scrub trees around, and if you look closely, you think there might be a safe path, but it'd be hard to pick it out. But maybe someone, you know, could do that, would be able to, you know, point it out. But I'm being a little too obvious there, so never mind. Your current challenge is a very slippery part of the slope. Who wants to do what?
Question. Can we repeat skill usages?
You cannot. I'm allowing illusion again because that was a bonus.
Is it all right if I take this one? Or mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I will... Can I use illusions to highlight or form a path?
To highlight the optimal path, the safe path?
Looking at the road, figuring out what's the better path.
Yeah, you guys work together to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you mark it. Okay, roll me an illusion power check, please.
That's a natural 20.
Okay. But the base
DC, it's always better to be lucky than good.
I swear to God, the base.
She hasn't used any of her lucky dice either.
The base DC is 15.
I don't know, man.
Okay, I'm telling you that it goes up and down based on how fitting the check is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Describe how piss easy this is. Or do you want me to describe it?
I say you describe it.
So yeah, you manage to just point out, or you figure out, this little tiny bits of rock sticking out that somehow haven't frozen over.
Mm-hmm.
And you point out, like, they're almost like little stepping stones.
Yeah.
And conveniently, because the nat 20, you're going to be able to leave an illusion over top of them so that they are not obvious for the next person who comes.
Mm.
Mark that.
The way I would have described it was, she sends her illusionary pet to test the grounds, and because the pet just can dismiss if it finds itself in a dangerous situation, just has the pet check. For
they're not illusory pets. They're actual, like, spirits that she summons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I'm saying using the spirit to check it out, and then...
I do love those spirits.
I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next. You guys are going... You guys are making your way up, and it's getting... You're looking for a place to have lunch. Well, actually, no, because you don't stop. You keep eat on the walk.
And I brought extra snacks.
You did bring extra food, which was a good idea. and you, but however, you've been walking for a while, and you do spot a cave. And as you're walking closer, something tells you that maybe you should do something with the cave,
like investigating the cave,
mm-hmm. or just do something.
I could make a tech check and send my homunculus in there.
True. You also have your drone. That's floating behind you.
That sounds like a tech check, too.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you could do two different tech checks.
And you do see that there are some, like, algaes and, like, not vines per se, but, like, branches and stuff leading out of the tunnel as well.
You want the last check, or you want me to have it? Because I see both of us having...
Yeah, I fixed one half dozen the other. You want this one or the next one?
I'll let you take the last one then.
Okay.
So I will send both the drone and the punculus.
What's the punculus look like?
Looks like a little bird, mechanical bird that sits on my shoulder.
Does it fly?
Yes.
Okay. So you send a DJI parrot drone and mm-hmm. a mechanical parrot into the thing, and at first they're just like, it's empty, and they keep flying forward, and they pass through what looks like an illusory wall. And you find the sleeping forms of the students from Japan. They push through the night.
Gotcha.
Mm.
And they've got some kind of fire spirit sitting there that is providing them heat. It's shaped like a samurai sitting in a lotus pose.
All right. So.
And it goes to attack, and they dodge out the way.
Yep. And
actually, did you roll a tech check?
You haven't asked me to roll yet.
I assumed you had rolled already. My apologies. This will tell you if they come out or not.
Mm-hmm. That's a 2 on the die.
I have...
Samurai strikes again.
So that's currently a 13 total.
Okay.
I have a lucky...
I accidentally dropped, but I'm still going to keep it because it still will roll. So that's a 4 for a 17.
That is enough to not lose the bird or the parrot drone or the homunculus.
Jesus.
You jerk them back enough that they dodge the slash of, and you see a flaming slash come out the door. Come out the door.
So we got company in there. It's the Japanese team. Mm-hmm.
Because they were so far behind, they pushed the next day. All right. Next up is.
Do we want to mess with them?
No.
Okay.
I think they're fine.
So it comes toward the end of the day, and there is a the path is totally blocked. It's got scrub brush and ice and rocks, and it's probably 15, 20 feet high, and there's no easy way to climb it that you can see. How are you going to get over it?
You said scrub brush?
Yeah.
Is it still living?
Tenuously, yes. It would really like to be back in the ground, it says. Please help. Help. Please help. I'm dying. Please help.
So if we remove the scrub brush, would the whole thing become unstable?
Absolutely.
I figure you're going to do like plank growth.
That's what I figured too.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I was going to do.
Okay. So roll power check. Is it an ability that has usages? Or is it a freebie?
That's a good question.
If it has usages, you get advantage on the check. He's like, I hope it has usages in a movie. Or is it at will?
Plant growth at will.
He's like, son of a bitch. The one time I don't want it to be that. It is a much lower check, though, because you're using an ability to facilitate. So roll that beautiful bean footage.
See how bad my dice hate me.
Is that a one?
No.
It looks like a one from here.
No, it's a five.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah, Paul, your eyes are so bad.
They're not good. I need to go to that commentist.
I can't help you with this.
What's your total?
I do have inspiration.
Lance was...
Nine?
Yeah.
Eight? Is it nine or nine?
I think it's nine.
Based on six and three, yeah. Okay. So the nine, yeah. 13 with a 14?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You're just totally fine. The scrub brush reaches its vine, it reaches its roots out and pierces the ground.
Okay.
Ugh, and it shrugs off as it turns into a little ent and it's treated of brambles.
Okay. I'm gonna pull out the little greenhouse that I bought.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna show it how to.
Too warm. Too warm. Keep. And it just shoves the rocks aside and lets you pass.
All right.
too warm. Murphy's like, God.
He's like, put me in that thing. All right. So you guys find your camping spot just fine. And you guys have accelerated through, have failed in a fucking nothing.
What else? You even have an extra success in there.
I'm aware. There's four on the first day. You guys are much higher up. There's only one little camp. There's one hut, and you check it, and it is not occupied. You go inside. There is a note on the door with like little tabs, like take one, the little metal tabs.
Okay.
And only one is taken, and it's the far left one, obviously. So you yank one. You guys are fine. You go to sleep just fine the next day. It is fucking a cold at this point. Natalie, you're going to be at disadvantage on all these checks for today.
There it is.
Because it is too cold and your body is like, uh-uh.
This is day two?
Day three.
Okay. On the third day.
Okay. On the third day. All right. So you guys, it is now climbing. It is straight up very little walking. Maybe a couple like trails, like stairs that are cut. But even that is hit or miss. And the weather conditions, a windstorm kicks up and you can no longer see the path. Who wants to go? No one's used like half the good skills still. You guys, You guys kept that shit in reserve. But I'm telling you now, the DC for today has gone up. As it was 14 the first day, 15 the second day, 16 base the third day.
I no longer have animal handling nor
illusions.
I don't got tech or athletics.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think... I
have no plant or survival.
I don't think legal matters is going to help us in this situation. What do you guys think?
DC's 30.
Stealth. Stealth past the wind.
I don't even know if I have.
I think I want to do the last one just because I want to do a performance to see if I can create an avalanche.
If we want to create an avalanche, I got Fireball.
Why do we want to start an avalanche?
He's the one that started it.
I also don't know if... what was the other one that was kind of funny? Thieves' tools. I don't know what that will do in a Arctic climate.
It can also be used to fix things.
Okay.
And it's more Tinker's tools, but you could do it.
I almost want to pull Murphy out and force him to clear a path.
I'm kind of thinking,
can Murphy change into a very Arctic cat?
He's a very large fiery cat at that point. Is he fire or lightning? Usually, Natalie, fire or lightning.
I don't think we ever mentioned. I think he's just a big cat.
No, he has an element when he does his.
Oh, yep. I don't think we ever picked one then.
I think it was lightning.
I'm pretty sure it was lightning. Yeah. So no, he cannot be a big Arctic cat. No. Your question was solid.
Yeah. Oh. It's concentration, and it doesn't get affected by upcasts. I was just thinking, well, if I just enlarge us, but I can only do one person at a time.
Well, you can enlarge Murphy.
And then and Murphy enlarges huge. Himself. And then we just have him plow through the...
That's valid if you wanted to try that.
And then would I have to roll for him?
No, it would be all be done by... It would be...
What skill for me?
Arcana, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially, it's trying to maintain the magic and also guide the cat, like, using your magical senses.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I will cast a second level spell. All
right. You roll an advantage. I have the DC.
So I think I beat your DC.
You did. On the dice. Wow. Is that a 19?
That is a 19.
Yeah, you beat it on the dice.
So 30 total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah.
You really should have made that a little bit higher.
He had an 18. I mean,
you could have gone just balls to the wall 20. Why not?
He has advantage. Like, I mean, the other roll was bad.
The other one was a 4.
Ooh,
so it would have been
that's going to be me.
It would have been 15, but then I still have the chance for guidance.
Yeah, but still, it was it was more of he just bulldozes and with you guys warm on his back. He's he bitches, but he knows it's keeping you safe, so he's fine. Mm-hmm. As he's a 20-foot tall cat walking up the side, literally just climbing up the side of the mountain with you guys strapped to his back with climbing ropes.
Because we got plenty of it.
Yeah. All right. So you guys are making your way. You can smell the summit. You're so happy. You're so close. And up ahead, you see your biggest fear, an avalanche.
And my action has been consumed. I can't just blow up the avalanche. Clarissa passed.
Well, then.
Because I have both Shatter and Fireball.
Okay. Murphy has lightning. Could I lightning strike it? Has science ever figured out what happens when you lightning strike an avalanche?
Yes, it's not good.
It's nothing. Yeah. I do just want to throw this out there. When we are going down, I really do want to use my Beast of the Sea and just have a dolphin, and we just ride down on a dolphin.
And kill it?
I was thinking a penguin and that doing the belly.
Also would work. And also it's a spirit, and it's a dolphin. It's fine.
And you kill it.
Why would I kill it? It's a spirit.
Gum, dead.
Oh, no, I don't like that. You're mean. You're such an asshole. Could we, like, jump over it or something? Or, like, do an acrobatic thingy?
Theoretically, yeah. That's doable. You kind of, like, lead everybody the right way.
I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
How long does that last, though?
Just as long as it lasts longer than an avalanche.
Oh. You know, Paul, I have lucky footwork, which adds a D4 to a failed deck save.
I'm aware.
So my thought would be put up a cloud of daggers in front of it.
It is so small. It's only 5 foot cube.
Right.
But if we just stand on the other side, then we only get hit by powdered snow.
That could work.
Yeah. That's exactly. But
that would mean you do not get to do your thing at the top.
That's true. But I'm good with that.
Natalie?
Okay. I have two things. I could, would you allow an investigation of looking at the area to see if we can find, remember in Kingdom Hearts 3, when we were going up the hill with Elsa and we had to go with the rocks?
Yes.
You would find a rock and you'd stand behind and then Donald would go.
That would be perception, not investigation.
Okay.
But yes.
That'd be better for you, more than likely.
That is better than for me. Could I do something like that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then you get to do your song and dance.
Or at anything the top. At the top, because yeah. I do have something planned. I had something planned if any one of you three were at the pick or the last one.
Okay. Perception, disadvantage.
Correct. You are at disadvantage for the day.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's disadvantage and not advantage?
It is disadvantage.
Perception is a 19 plus
nine. Wait, what? I thought it was a 9, not a 9.
19.
You rolled a 20 and a 19?
This was a natural 20.
You get my guns and hurt again.
This is some bullshit rolling. God damn. I'm fucking salt.
I wanted you to be, I don't know.
I'm salt bathing those dice.
It's also
I'm
this,
a salt bath at those dice so
it's
hard.
It's this one. It was this one twice.
I'm going to repeat this again. I'm salt bathing those dice. We're going to find out how fucking inaccurate that shit is. God damn.
Oh. How inaccurate?
Holy fuck.
The one to test if it's weighted. That's how you test it.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, yeah, describe as you murder this fucking test.
It's like in Kingdom Hearts 3 where it's we're going dodging up a hill
rock.
There's rocks and you would go from rock to rock and then it would be like the it's coming and then there's a bit of calm and you go to the next one and then you wait and you go to the next one.
Yeah, that fucking works. You're coming right up to the top of the hill, right? Right up to the top, and you can see the summit. You can see Mountain Man sitting up on top of, on a big rock, just below the summit. And he's waving at you guys, and you hear a "Out the way, mate!" from behind you.
How will you stop
the? And you turn behind, and you see a man. Riding a boomerang as the giant boomerang that was on his back, you see him riding it like it's a paraglider coming upward that has been thrown by a bear.
But isn't the first team, so he has to wait till his other two still get up here, or is his first one to the top?
First person to the top, but you get a bonus if it's your whole team. You learn that later. All he said was race me to the top.
Okay. I mean, so exams like that where it still has to be your whole team to show up.
It's. I mean, they're very close behind, but he would stake his claim, you know? At least he could say, hey, I was first.
You got Vortex Warp art? You had it when you were a sorcerer. I don't know if you have it as
a bonus. I don't have it now. Actually, hang on.
And you guys figure you probably passed them during the avalanche. Or maybe even during the first,
the windstorm.
The windstorm, because with the 30, you just blaze past him. Mm-hmm. Art's doing the thinking.
Just got to take out his boomerang, vine whip it, and yank it down.
No, actually, I'm thinking hypnotic pattern to him.
Well, you just do it in a cube behind you, and then anybody entering it is bonered.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you're going to do?
Uh-huh.
I need to... Okay, what... In a strange change of events, I need to make a dex save. I need to make a wisdom save, right? Or int save?
Wisdom save.
I did not think I was going to get to roll during this. And your save is ridiculous, right?
Since I would have advantage because it's a spell.
I'm disadvantage. what's your save?
I saw my guidance. Can I help him with his pattern?
No, you can't.
17.
I'm at +4.
Okay.
I have disadvantage. I really wish I had advantage. Because six doesn't do it. As he's guiding the boomerang and hits the hypnotic pattern and just into the wall. He crashes in and you see like a foam deployed. And he's like,
I'm good. Mate, a little bit. Oh, all right.
Talk to your team.
That's fair.
Just chill out for a bit, okay?
Oh.
That's a bad one.
And you hear him say, Rango, you idiot. You know his name is, you don't know his name is Rango.
All right. So we're going to continue.
Yeah, you get up and Mountain Man's up there. He's like, you notice he's sweating a little bit. Like, you probably.
Yeah, he got there in 3 days.
You guys. It was supposed stomped to be five. He stomped his time. Like, he's like, if I hadn't pushed myself to the limit, you guys would have got here before me.
Wasn't that the challenge?
No, you're trying to beat those guys, but beating me would have been really impressive.
Yeah.
You needed one more break the limit roll to do it.
We didn't fail at all.
Another break. No failures.
But we didn't get an advantage.
You got one more with the cat. Essentially, you needed one per day to really beat him. As is, you caught him, basically. He says, I've only been here for 5 minutes. He says, I happen to not be affected by snow blindness. So I just kind of walk through it. He says, as a reward, and he says, I hear you're a bit of a plant man.
Yep.
And he hands you a fossilized cross between an acorn and a pine cone.
Okay.
For some reason, a friend of mine who's does a lot with plants, can't talk to them like you can. I heard from your file. But he says these are special.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you what it does or what it is, but... he said that if you find somebody who's good with plants, I should give him one as a gift. So,
okay.
I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I will definitely enjoy this.
He said something about it not being from here, but somehow it got here. And it's probably the wrong climate for it, but it condensed to survive.
Okay.
And, you guys stand up and look out and you can see everything. Clouds mostly, but like you see for miles and miles. And you, you're no strangers to being high up. Like,
Hang on, guys. I have to do something. And then he proceeds to scream, I'm on top of the world!
That's valid.
And take a picture.
And you can take inspiration.
Yay!
Because someone had to think of it. Yeah, and you guys are...
Wouldn't it be, look at me, Mom. I'm on top Dad. Of the...
Ooh, Art, you can have inspiration, too.
I'm here.
You got one last time.
What?
You got one last time. You guys wait a little while, and he reveals that actually the rock he's sitting on, you open it up, and it leads down inside a little bit, and there's like a room for like 8 or 10 people. He says they installed this a little while, you know, about 10 years ago, and it's comfortable. And you get to meet Rango Dingo. And Lynn. And Dingo is the polar bear who shapeshifts into a person coming down. He's like, oh, that's a bit of a bite out there.
Uh-huh. As I'm resistant to cold, so I'm fine.
It's still cold. But
on top, I guess technically I don't have the suit. I have my own suit.
Yeah, it's still cold, but you're still, it's not comfortable, but you can handle it. Yep. It's like wearing a really good coat and it's like zero, like negative 20. It's still fucking cold, but you're not going to freeze to death. Everyone else is really not happy, especially Mirage, who is actively leaning against the heat generation device and is like, please God, heat me up. so you get to meet Rango, who he explains that he's got super throwing as a power. Including anybody he touches can do it once. So that's why he had to touch the bear, had it throw the boomerang. And he can do that. Like, he can give it to up to 3 people at once. Dingo says his real name is Shano. Rango's real name is Roger, but he just goes by Rango. Dingo's real name is Shano Morgan, and he can change into any beast he's ever seen. So his parents took him to a bunch of, as a gift before he went to school. They took him to like the top 10 zoos in the world. And including like a couple like exotic ones that are not open to the public. And then Lynn is, she says, you know, her power is adaptation. She doesn't, whatever her body needs to survive, it generates. So you see like she's got, you know, fur that generates along her neck. I'm just saying her body just can take it. She like walks, she needed to climb. So her feet like develop grip. She's not even wearing shoes. Like she just walks in here and she's totally fine. Super mellow, not aggressive at all. Just there.
She's not wearing shoes.
Nope. She's got untraditional like tribal garb. She's got like not even a bra, but like a breastband with like a vest, and then a very traditional like pants or like skirt type thing, like very traditional. Mm-hmm. And she says her family is from a long line of Aborigine shamans. Mm-hmm. And you guys are there for probably 6 hours until finally you hear from the top, "All right, open up." And the Japanese kids like fall in, like half frozen. They introduce themselves as the blonde kid is Trenta. You know, big sword. Real name is Matsuko Juro. Then Miko is she's the Miko. Y'all are not surprised. Takeda Yukiko, and she can do spirit calling. The other guy, he was a huge Dragon Ball Z fan, and then he got the powers of a character from that. Like, he was very excited. She's a spirit caller. Her family have been shrine maidens since forever. And when magic started working, shrine maiden shit worked. That's why, like, Native Americans did fine. Voodoo people did fine. That kind of thing. The technopath, the guy with that helmet, you learn is, his name is Bug. And technopath, he was not super useful except for his field of drones. Like, he could always scout the best path, but the problem was at a certain point the drones couldn't do anything, and his usefulness fell apart. Mm-hmm. Mountain Man says, "You guys did a phenomenal job. It's great to have you here." And I mean, you didn't beat the top cape time is
half a second.
Yeah, it's about half a second, but that was teleportation. That's kind of cheating. Anybody who has to walk or fly, the best time's about an hour. So y'all did just fine. Average without teleportation or flying, and he does look over at you. Codex, because you did not leave footprints. And he says, best time without fast flying or teleportation is a day. So you guys did just fine.
I'll crack out the freeze-dried ice cream.
And he says, "Oh, I love this stuff. Thanks." You have enough for everybody?
Yeah, of course.
I figured you just bought a shitload because you buy like a 50 pack for nothing. And he says, "Oh, that's really awesome." He says, "Everyone gets their own flavor, you know." Or is it all one flavor?
I think it's all Neapolitan.
Oh, it all it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, I love that."
But this is the future. It could be.
I think Neapolitan still is funny because it's all the flavors. And you see like some of the kids like are like trading their vanilla portion and their strawberry portions away, like, and trying to get more of the other stuff. Comes to, and he says, "All right, well, stand up." Mm-hmm. And you all watch as the seats you're sitting on like all form together into they all sink in. And then the familiar white walls of a teleportation pod form up on the one end of the room. And it's got like a red caution wall around it. Like, do not step in here as it starts to rise, because it will just slam you into the ceiling. And I go, "All right. As the reward for being here first, you can leave first or leave last. Your choice. Or if you'd like to get home your own way, or if you'd like to get down your own way, that's fine. This is just a direct point to point for to get downstairs, down to the base of the mountain."
I'm going to take the pod. But I want to be last.
Yeah, last.
All right. So the Australians that say, you know, we're gonna go now. Just we lost. We didn't lose bad, but we did lose. And they wave and say, it was good to meet you guys. We're excited to compete with you next year. Hopefully you guys are still the leaders for your school. We're far and away the best at our school. Ask anybody. So you're almost for sure going to meet us. And the Japanese kids have said the same thing. Like, no one's even in our stratosphere.
Yeah, like, well, you know, give them the traditional mm-hmm. Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Miko like does like a blessing for you guys, and you see a little spirit actually like come over and like wave at you before disappearing. And she says, "Stop that!" And she like taps it on the wrist, and then she gets in and they disappear. Mountman says, "Why'd you guys choose to go last?"
Because you don't always have to be first.
I understand, but why? Most people have a reason why, like they want to go throw something off the top of the mountain or something like that.
Not
that I'm going to stop you, but like it's just curious.
Figured we'd let them get back to normal life first.
Fair. He says, but when I was a young Cape, they sent me up here. Yeah, Mountain Man, they had me climb the mountain first, right? All by myself. Came to the top, and I may have had beans the day before. And I had let one rip, and it created an avalanche and almost took out the team behind me. Not intentional. They did not believe me. I was banned from Everest for 10 years. So, like I said, I'm not going to get mad if you do something weird, but the teleportation pod will be back in just a minute. So,
I'm going to cast Detect Magic. I remember
Mountain Man glows like a motherfucker.
Yep. I'm actually looking for anything to help in with the infusion of the ice knife that we found.
Yeah,
because this is a cold environment.
So you go back outside. You find there is a rock that is perfect, almost perfectly spherical. That it has a very faint evocation aura on it.
Okay, I take it. I have
it freezes your glove, like even if your glove is anti.
I have identified before touching it.
Okay, it is a glove of Evercold. It is always going to be at negative 50 degrees.
Okay.
That's it. It's a stone of Evercold.
Stone of Evercold. Okay. Yeah.
It is always negative 50 degrees. It's a kind like a common magic item. You would put it in like a fridge, you know?
But, you want to add it to our party loop?
But yeah, so what are you going to do with it?
Well, I'm going to see if I can use that to infuse with the magical dagger to one of our spark arms.
That's entirely possible. And as you think about that, I think it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Take care.
Good night.